It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal.
Dorothy Caldwell Luck reminisces with close friend Colleen Bagley about a three-day, 136-mile horse race, where she bested 60 other riders on her horse, Cortez. Dorothy Luck reads from an article she wrote for the Roosevelt Standard about her experience on the trail. She precedes her story, quoting the article written about her in September 1958.
At our request, Dorothy Luck, winner of the first place at the Bullberry Boys Trail Ride and possessor of $3,000 in prize money, has written her own story of the thrilling race that saw her beat an experienced horseman by three lengths. It was exciting. A devoted member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a mother of three boys, Dorothy has contributed freely of her singing talents whenever called on. Her husband is currently serving as first counselor in the Neola Ward Bishopric. We appreciate the story Dorothy has written and hope our readers will enjoy her narrative. Well, when I first broke the news that I intended to enter the trail ride, most everyone really hoorahed me. I hadn't done a lot of riding for about 5 years, but I figured that was something one couldn't forget how to do, especially if he liked to ride as much as I do. With the decision made, I asked Theron Horrocks, could I use one of his thoroughbreds? He said, you bet. From then on, he backed me 100%. Well, just when we thought we had Cortez hard enough, he went lame, then became sick, and I thought, boy, that's all she wrote. Just send my saddle home. 10 days before the race, he was still limping. One night when I was exercising him, Ferris Henry told me about sagebrush tea. Oh, he steeped it strong, added stock salt, and soaked his foot twice a day. 4 days before the race, he stopped limping completely. The day we left the skyline, Cortez was really feeling his oats. Until I hit Heber, he wore my arms out, holding him down. When I let him go at the top of Daniels, he really ticked off the miles. The next problem was my knees. From Duchesne on, I wasn't sure which way they were going to bend, frontwards, outwards, or backwards. Then those riders went by at Might and Bench, and I forgot all about my knees. Well, I held my horse to a trot until just above the Ioka Road. Then I let him out, and every time I lifted the reins, he responded. I didn't wear spurs nor carry a quirt. The only time I touched him was when Brian rounded the curve at John and Tony's service. What a thrill it was to have that wonderful thoroughbred break through past the other horses and win the trail ride by three lengths. I feel that the Lord was with me all the way, and people have been wonderful. Thank you all so much.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.